Hey there. How are you today? My name's Dana Demara. You have landed on Soul Medicine. I want to just offer up a few administrative items before we begin our deep dive into this podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. So first, for you yogis out there, always thank you for joining me. Because you are a loyal listener and you're interested in yoga, meditation, breath work, and sound healing, I'm offering you a gift just for listening. I've been at this practice of yoga for over 2 decades now, and in 2020, I created my own portal of full healing modalities. I would love for you to try it out for 2 weeks on me. Yes, on me. Just go to danademarayoga.com. Put in your email address and you receive instant access to live virtual classes and a library of over 300 recorded classes of days gone by. This is my gift for you. Thank you. Those of you interested in astrology, if you go to myastrocast.com, you'll get a mini speed course on astrology. This little course will give you a general overview of astrology. However, if you thirst for more, every week I host a podcast on YouTube all about the weekly astrological outlook. It's free, and if you subscribe on YouTube, the update will come right to you. Just look for me on YouTube. You can't miss it. One more thing I think you may want to know. I do update my website often. I do my best, and I send out newsletters weekly. Sometimes more than once a week. So if that's your jam, go to my website and subscribe to my newsletters. Just go to danademara.com, put in your email address in the little pop-up there, and you'll get emails from me. Now here's the deal about emails. You're going to get emails. If something doesn't resonate, just delete it. But don't unsubscribe. Okay? I do want to say this about my website, though. It still is very static info, right? So if you are an Instagram person and you want daily musings, free meditations, early morning practices, find me on Instagram at Dana Demara Evolution. It's also my Facebook handle. However, I don't really post very much there. It's odd to me that we need so many channels. So I would say find one that works for you, and I'll meet you there. Of course, for those of you who live here in Encinitas, California, I do host weekly classes in person, sound healing and breathwork sessions right here in SoCal. So I would say just check my website at danademarayoga.com and you'll be able to find all the info you need. Nice little calendar there. Sometimes we practice on the bluff. Sometimes we're practicing at different locations in and around Encinitas and La Costa, but I would love to see you somewhere on this path. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're invited to learn and listen with me. Take a moment to ground in, breathe, and give yourself a moment of stillness. I want to say thank you to Beautiful Chorus for this beautiful intro. It's called The Opening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
All right, so I'm back with Dr. Sarah. So grateful that she has the time and the energy to hang out with me and all of you. What a gift. I want to talk a little bit. Well, I actually want her to talk a little bit about supplements and how it relates to our hormones and lifestyle and diet. Because in our last podcast, we talked a little bit about how, first of all, everybody, this is Sarah's thing. Everybody's absolutely dynamic. Everybody's different, right? And so we can't just cookie cutter ourselves into one sort of protocol, right? And not only that, the protocol that we choose in one year might be different than the protocol that we need the following year because we're always evolving. And so I think sometimes it's something like this with supplements and diet and lifestyle and gut health. I think we just start something and then we just continually follow this protocol. But I want to hear from Dr. Sarah today on how important it is to really monitor the different supplements that we take and, how certain lifestyle options really affect our overall health, not just our physical health. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I love being here, and always, all the time, to talk with you about wellness and well-being. So thank you, Dana. It's an honor, really. Yeah, this is a huge topic. Supplements, herbs, vitamins, thank goodness for them, and yay. And there's a whole spectrum of it, right? Like it could be sometimes. It's too much, if that makes sense.
Well, let me just say something right now of why I wanted to talk about this. Because I clicked on one thing on my stupid Instagram about like hormonal health one time. And now I cannot believe the garbage that comes into my feed. I can't believe the garbage. And it's really scary. And I think like that if people don't know, they're just going to be click by, click by, click by, click by. And I don't want that for anybody.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for mentioning that. Thank you for mentioning the listening to your body and switching it up. That's huge. And we talked a little bit about this when we spoke about hormones. Just because they're supplements and herbs does not mean that everybody needs to take it, does not mean it's going to be good in everybody's body. Even the most gentle of plants can have a paradoxical reaction in some people's bodies. So, really listening and being aware of whatever you're putting in your body, food, herbs, vitamins, medicine, drugs, whatever, noticing how it feels in your body. And one of the best ways to do that is by not taking a lot of things at once, right? Because then we have a hard time discerning what is working or what feels right. And the other point that you mentioned that I really want to kind of magnify here is if your intuition tells you, oh, I think I'm done with this probiotic for a while, or oh, I can stop this ashwagandha for a while now, listen to that, right? Just because something says that it's good for you on the internet, on the amazing and terrifying portal of the internet, doesn't mean it's something that each person in all of humanity needs to be taking every day for the rest of life. So feeling how these things feel in your body. And certain herbs have certain qualities, and as humans we have certain qualities, and often there's a lot of synchronicity and beautiful synergy that happens between a plant and a person. And the most important thing is listening to how it feels in you. So thank you so much. And switching it up. Because even if you feel great on a certain supplement or vitamin or herbal protocol, or even like all the things that you put in your smoothie every day for a year or 5 years, maybe in 5 years, switch it up, switch to a different herb, switch to a different brand or a different strain of probiotic. I think it gives our bodies a break, it gives our livers a break, and it introducing kind of new species and a bit diversity of food and plants in our bodies, I believe, is really, really important. So thank you for mentioning those two things. And so I can talk a little bit about some of my favorite herbs and oils and lifestyle practices for hormone balance, but there's like hundreds, maybe thousands of herbs that are good for hormone balance. And in one woman I may suggest one herb, and in one woman I may suggest 10 herbs, and the most important thing is how it resonates in the body and frequency of that woman.
And
So
before you do that, because I would love for you to name your top five, maybe, if that's okay. If you need more, that's fine.
no, I don't. That's fine. If I go more, we'll talk for hours.
I just want to say this really quick, and I know it's redundant, but I'm going to say it anyways. I feel like this relationship that you have with your patients, I guess, your clients, it has to be a reciprocal relationship in the sense that it's kind of like when I do Reiki with clients, right? Like they have to be ready, willing to receive and do the work. And I think it's the same thing with you. Like when I come to you, I know that I have homework and that you're going to hold me accountable for like listening to my body and doing what you're offering me to do and saying, "Hey, Sarah, this doesn't work. Can we try this?" It's a very give and take relationship, in my humble opinion. So I just want to say that.
I absolutely agree. And intention is huge, like how you take the herb or the supplement or the vitamin, and the way each of our livers metabolize, and the interactions between other herbs and other vitamins, and the way we move through our days, and whether you're like taking the vitamins or the herbs standing up, running out the door, or like with intention, you know?
Yeah. So let's hear your top five.
Okay, so my top five. One of them, it's a pretty obvious one. It's Vitex, Chase Tree Berry. This one I love because it has some estrogenic properties, some progesterogenic properties, but what it does is it also gives a little nudge to the pituitary gland in the brain to tell the ovaries to secrete more estrogen and progesterone. So there's certain herbs that are very much estrogenic, or certain herbs that are very much progesterogenic, certain herbs that are help boost testosterone. What I love about Vitex is it acts as like a little like a little tap on the pituitary to remind the pituitary to remind the ovaries to like get back into that optimal cycle. So that's one of my top. There are some side effects. There are some times not to take it. So don't everybody go take Vitex. You know, it's great for some women, not great for other women. Even for fertility, it's one of the top herbs that I use either in formula or on its own for fertility. But even for that, with some women, it can inhibit ovulation. So just be mindful, because it is really individual. But I love Vitex, yay, because it has all these hormonal properties, and it gets the body to do it. So any and most herbs do that, but some herbs more than others. And that's what I love about just plants as medicine. As you said, they work so in like such harmony and synchronicity with the body. It's not just the herb doing it, it's the herb with the body doing it. And so Vitex, number one. And this could be a 4-hour talk, so I'm gonna go quick.
We'll do another one, don't worry.
Damiana is my second. One species of Damiana, the Latin name is Turnera aphrodisiaca. So it's got like aphrodisiac in the name. So it's used a lot as it's those little yellow flowers. It grows all over Hawaii. But it's often thought of as an aphrodisiac, which it is. So it's great for libido and to enhance sensual pleasure and enhance in both men and women. It can help with vaginal lubrication in women. I use it a lot as a heart opening herb too, and as a nervous system herb. So this is why it's one of my favorite herbs to use in women of all generations, of many different ages, because it helps kind of uplift the exhausted spirit, if that makes sense. And so, or like helps nourish an exhausted nervous system. And I think a lot of the roots of our hormonal imbalances come from exhausted nervous systems, right? So again, tending to our nervous systems in all the other ways, right? With yoga, with breath work, with deep rest, with sunshine in the morning, right? But Damiana, yes, I love Damiana. It also has progesterogenic and estrogenic qualities, great for libido, great for mood. So it's a beautiful antidepressant, and one of the biggest kind of concerns women come to me with, whether it's women who are bleeding and have like suicidal, pretty deep, dark depression, anxiety in the second part of their cycle, super common, and women who are starting, their cycles are becoming irregular, or they're starting to stop bleeding or they're already menopausal, I love Damiana because it really nourishes the mood and the emotions. That we talked about this, I think, in part one of our hormone balance. When the hormones start to decrease or shift, they have tremendous effects on our nervous system and on our emotional health because they're so related to neurotransmitters like serotonin and GABA and dopamine. And so Damiana is a beautiful mood uplifter and nervous system tender and great for the womb and the second chakra. So that's number
Awesome.
two. Okay. Number three, what's coming through now, which is funny because I mean, a lot of my clients and myself take this, but is rose, which we don't think of right away as a hormonal balancer, but I just love rose. So I want to talk about it. Again, because of the nervous system piece, and I really do strongly believe that the nervous system and the adrenals play such a big role in when the hormones are changing at any age. And rose is just so soothing for the nervous system. It is softens the heart. It opens up the heart. It also, you know, if you think of the rose with the thorns and ro I could talk about rose for like 14 podcasts on its own because it's probably my favorite herb in the world. But if you think about a rose with thorns, you know, it's often great for people with too many thorns. So like shut walls and closed hearts, I guess, or walled hearts, which we do for protection, right? So it helps kind of soften the walls, open up the hearts, or for people with not enough thorns, and I tend to lean more towards that end of the spectrum, or just with not very sharp boundaries, right? So just energetically, it's such a gorgeous herb to nourish the heart and the nervous system. And often when the heart and the nervous system is nourished, the hot flashes decrease, the mood gets better, the sleep is better. So rose is number three. Actually, rose is number one, but okay. And another two. So I talked about Vitex, Damiana, rose. There's a lot. Black cohosh is good. Rhubarb root is one that I'll use a lot for hot flashes. Just straight up rhubarb root can be Siberian rhubarb root can be really potent when the heat gets to be so much, especially for women, that it's waking them up in the middle of the night and the sheets are wet and the clothes are wet, and it creates decreased quality of life, right? Decreased quality of sleep and throughout the day. Siberian rhubarb root is really powerful in that sense. And Chisandra is another one. So Chisandra berries are those little beautiful like purple berries. They don't taste very good, but they're great in formulas. And it's an adrenal tonic, right? So you'll often see Chisandra in adrenal tonics and in all sorts of hormone tonics. In Chinese medicine, it's called Wu Wei Zhe. So it's the five flavored herb. So herbs have different temperatures, different flavors, different qualities. And Chisandra is so beautiful because it has all of the flavors and all of the qualities. And because that is just a beautiful kidney tonic. And in Chinese medicine, the kidneys have everything to do with hormones, period, right? So I love Chisandra for that. Again, really nourishing, calming to the nervous system, blood building, great for the cardiovascular system. So it can help with some hot flashes or things like that as well. And okay, was that five or was that four?
Yeah, that was five.
That's five. Oh, I want to keep going. The cycle regulation ones and the womb tending herbs. There's so many. But so
Well,
those.
we could do a whole podcast on and write up kind of what you really, really want. I just feel like taking those top five just to get people to understand, like I knew about rose. I use rose essential oil every day because of that reason. And I knew about Damiana. How do you, is that how you say it? Yeah. And I also use clary sage essential oil every day. And Yeah, and I don't pronounce it right, but it's like ylang ylang, YLANG, lang ylang. I use that every day because I know that those are really, really good for hormones, you know? And so I think if people just understand, okay, what's my what are four or five things that I can, you know, talk to my doctor about or get for myself, and making sure that they're not just buying it on
Online.
Amazon.
And even those five things, because right now those are the five things that came through right now, like maybe in my place in life and in where I'm at, or in with a lot of the women that have been coming to me this week or this month, that's what comes through. But like next week I may have five other favorite herbs, you know. And there's such a range. Like if I'm working with a woman who isn't bleeding very regularly, is only bleeding like every few months, but is trying to get pregnant, or is wanting to bleed every 30 days, or if I'm working with a woman who hasn't bled in 10 years, I'm gonna use very different herbs for both. And even in two women who haven't bled for 10 years, I'm gonna use different herbs. And in two women who are trying to regulate their cycles, I'm gonna use different herbs based on constitution. So kind of going back to what we were talking about in the beginning, will match the herbs to be synchronistic with the woman's constitution. So it really depends. So my favorite five herbs may not be, none of them may not be right for someone, you know.
And I think that's what's so beautiful about this. And I think that's one of the reasons why I really like working with you, is because you have to be on top of your game, because you're listening to every single person come in, not just listening with your ears, you know, you're listening with your intuition as to what these people need, you know. So I think that's really powerful, and kudos to you for just continuing to authentically move in that direction.
Thank you.
I know. I
Thank
wish everybody was like that.
you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank
You know, you're just so one of the smartest women that I know, literally one of the most intelligent women that I know. And not only are you intelligent, but you just like spew that intelligence out of your mouth at a rate that is so
you.
unbelievably fast. But you know what you're saying, and it's like, wow, she's just downloading all of that information. And yet I know that when you're working with me or with anyone else, you're processing things slow enough to really be able to say, no, what I'm going to do for Dana is not what I'm going to do for so and so. So be totally different. So it's just such a beautiful thing to be in your presence and listen to you talk about these things. And I just want to say to anybody who's listening, please know that it's just what Sarah said. I'm just going to reiterate it. Those are her five favorite herbs right now, depending upon who came to see her this week. So like check back later and we'll talk about different herbs and what they do for different people. But go to your doctor, go to your naturopath. You know, really drop in and don't do this kind of work, I think, until you're really ready to listen to your body. You have to really be ready to listen to your body.
Yeah, totally. And some of these herbs, like rose, most people could take rose. That is with a medical disclaimer. Don't everybody go take rose. But just even like rose petals in your tea or in your oatmeal or rose powder in your food. Just I think the heart softening energy of rose, or like using rose essential oil, or keeping rose petals. Like I have like a little dish of rose petals on my desk here, you know. So that is one that is we could all use a little heart softening, a little heart opening, you know.
Is there anything else you want to say before we wrap this one up, my friend?
So much, but we can wrap it up and talk again later.
I just want to thank you so much for always being here and sharing your knowledge and wisdom. And again, if you want to get a hold of Dr. Sarah, her website is drsarahrothman.com. That's drsarahrothman.com. And if you're in Maui, make sure you go visit her. Thank you so much, Dr. Sarah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Appreciate
you.
it. Bye, love.
Bye.